And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes to bed. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sight. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's grind when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy welcoming here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard tonight. We are in the anniversary, the fourth year since 9/11. Isn't it ironic that we have the merging, actually, of the two tragedies upon this continent? That would be 9/11 and the hurricane that just came through New Orleans and in Mississippi and Alabama. Well, wonder what's going on. We're going to talk about the terror of the New World Order. You don't want to miss tonight's message by the friends that is bringing you the Shepherd's Call. All of our supporters. We have one man that supports one third of this broadcast a month, one third of the cost. And ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate everyone that will contribute to the cause of the information. You know, it's vital. We are destroyed because we lack knowledge. And there's not enough men and women, for that matter, that will stand up in this day of the emerging, the powerful, fearful terror of the New World Order. Well, Pastor Buddy has been bringing it to you. We revealed to you long before it was announced this week. Matter of fact, last Sunday night, we told you that the judicial records of New Orleans would be plundered by the New World Order. And ladies and gentlemen, it was announced this week that thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands, for that matter, of records was washed away. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know better, don't we? We also know why that it took 4 to 5 days before any of the FEMA support groups entered into the city of New Orleans. Now, they're blaming the governor of the state of Louisiana for not signing over the authority to the federal government or FEMA, as they are now exercising their authority in this area. Martial law, in a sense, has been declared. We're going to talk about it tonight. I'm going to give you facts that are compelling that you open your eyes and your ears to hear the truth that just possibly could set you free. Now, we are on WWCR 5070 that goes around the world. It is the jewel of the transmitters located right here in Nashville, Tennessee. We're glad to have you aboard. Greet all of our comrades around the world in the great, magnanimous, magnificent, powerful, almighty, glorious, most noble name of the King that wears the crown of the universe. He's not well known. We advocate him. We exalt his name above every name in the earth, under the earth, and in the heaven. The whole family is in this name. Well, there's a noble family of a Canaanite blood that we're going to reveal tonight. Now, the term New World Order, we're going to talk about it. So call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on the air. You don't want to miss tonight's message. You need to take notes and listen to the scriptures. We're going to actually talk about terror. And it was talked about in the Bible many thousands of years before we have what we call the modern version of the New World Order. You see, the New World Order has been around for a long time. Babylon was established in the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, but it actually started in the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis. We're going to talk about that and the evil and the children of the serpent. The reptilian cause is now being exalted in the last days for the final battle that will come upon planet Earth. Brought to you by those who have, in effect, complete and total control over every human being on the planet. That's their intention. Now, we're going to tell you tonight that the term New World Order, the NWO as we shorten it, has been used by numerous politicians through the ages, and it's a generic term used to refer to a worldwide conspiracy being orchestrated by an extremely powerful and influential group of genetically related individuals that are known as blue blood. We know them as serpent blood. They reach the highest echelons of world governments today. They include the world's wealthiest people, included by subversion and by political blackmail, as they compromise every influential leader of the earth. They are now compromised and blackmailed. We wouldn't want to get into how they blackmail these powerful elite rulers that have to go along with their plan. the corporate elite. You see, the corporations have really thrived under the Bush administration. And so then the corporate elite that runs the mighty corporations of the earth, as well as members of the so-called black nobility of Europe, which is dominated by, of all things, the British crown. That 1 acre of international banking influence coming out of the crown district, whose goal is to create a one world fascist government, stripped of nationalistic and regional boundaries for the world to become obedient to their agenda. America is the last holdout or the last stronghold, as she is now being ruled from within to carry out these universalist boundaries and their agenda to control. Listen to a man by the name of Paul Wartburg. He's a Zionist banker. We're going to quote him from February the 17th in 1950. See, ladies and gentlemen, this agenda of a new world and terror is the number one instrument to subdue the people and bring them into control of this one world government. Listen to his quote, and we quote, "We will have a world government whether you like it or not. The only question is whether that government will be achieved by conquest or consent." Paul Wartburg, February the 17th, 1950, testifying before the U.S. Senate. Was there any outcry? Their intention, ladies and gentlemen, is to effectively control completely every human being on the planet. And the Bible says in the last days that this beast system will arise, and all whose names are not on the Lamb's book will become victims. They'll think that they're doing a national service or a universal service. In this case, the whole world will be completely and totally controlled by the New World Order. Its name, New World Order, the NWO, frequently used today to loosely refer to anyone involved in the conspiracy. Now, 1992, Dr. John Coleman published Conspirators' Hierarchy, the story of the Committee of 300. I suggest that you might want to read this, as he identifies the players and carefully details the New World Order agenda of worldwide dominion and control. Will they succeed? The Bible says that they will. Listen as he quotes, as I quote him from his book of the Committee of 300. "A one world government and one unit monetary system under permanent, non-elected, hereditary men of the blue blood will create a system that will totally control by limited and restrictions on the number of children per family." In other words, the ideal of this total dominating control system of the New World is to reduce, and I've warned you many times, to reduce the world's population until just a few are left to enjoy the spoils of the success of the one world order, where they are now drilling or digging or boring into the earth, into the rocks, into the dens, into the caves, and they will completely eliminate the middle class, and there will only be rulers and servants. All laws will be uniform under a legal system of world courts practicing the same unified code of laws, backed up by one world government police force. You saw that in New Orleans by FEMA. Ladies and gentlemen, FEMA is not as inept as you might believe. They withheld their services for a reason, and I gave you that reason last Sunday night and the Sunday before that, as I warned you before the storm ever hit New Orleans, that they would blow the levees. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to suggest that anyone in America, especially, would unify their thought system to destroy a particular people, the poor, the ones that couldn't get out for a reason. And I told you before it was ever announced or ever conceived in any press release. And now the internet and some of the papers are full of the reason that the wall gave way is because there is evidence that there are powder and explosive substances on some of the concrete chunks that were recovered from the area of the 300-foot void in the boundary of the levee system, so that a particular area, this is a prime real estate, the plan of the new world is to create New Orleans as a viable seaport for the New World Order or the United Nations. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have today in America troops from foreign soil under the pretense of national assistance. 70 nations have done give aid. Some of their soldiers, some of their vessels, even Mexico has sent a convoy of armed soldiers along with systems to self-sustain. And actually, they have sent a vessel, it's a hospital ship, to treat those who are assisting in the FEMA exercise. We're talking about National Guard and those who are suffering injuries, snake bites, literally millions of snakes are swimming in New Orleans. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Well, let's go to Isaiah in chapter 47 and verse 12. Keep on them. In other words, this is addressing the new world order of our days, who is manufacturing terror to surrender away. Ladies and gentlemen, if you knew what the Patriot Act, and I'm going to prove to you tonight that through executive mandates that the president has created the strongest, most fearful, without any respect for human life or anything else, to keep the order of the new world order in order, FEMA, the most powerful organization in the United States, and few people even know that it exists. Listen to the scripture as it tells us that this is coming in the last days. Terror. Homeland Security. Terror levels. Ladies and gentlemen, we are being conditioned to receive the fear that cities, as it is demonstrated in the condition and effect in New Orleans, whole cities are being evacuated, and the evacuation process is only to make these that are evacuated internees or locked up in some system and controlled by the FEMA control magicians. Keep on them with your magic spells and with your many sorceries. Isaiah 47:12. Perhaps you will succeed. Perhaps you will cause terror. Ladies and gentlemen, let me reveal something that very few people know. And I told you the poor that couldn't get out. They didn't have change for a pump, let alone the change for the gas station expenses, or automobiles, or planes. These people are now being flown out first class, ladies and gentlemen. Wonder who's supplying the money? FEMA. Now, to get the people out, to entice them to get out, never to return. Even mortgage papers that they haven't read the fine print. Let Pastor Buddy give you this message tonight. That the most powerful organization in the United States that is now crept into our private lives, where they are now confiscating the private weapons of the citizens for their own protection. That's FEMA's protection. They're taking the guns and forcing. And they say they're not doing this, ladies and gentlemen. But on live television, an old 70-year-old woman was tackled by the FEMA controlled representatives and forcibly removed from her home. Now listen to this. Mortgage papers that the international banking system has on many of the poor dwellings in New Orleans. This is prime property, ladies and gentlemen, with the New World Order's plan to build and remove the poor shanties that are down in the New Orleans poor district as they blow the 17th Street levee to flood this particular place. The mortgage papers that they have contain, listen to this now, this will amaze you, as it did me, FEMA's name and small print in the property in question if it is in or near a floodplain. Let me repeat that. Even the mortgage papers on the property that people have, if they're located in a place in question which is near a floodplain or a national disaster plain, FEMA has a mortgage paper control with their name on the mortgage. Ladies and gentlemen, Ezekiel 7:25 says, when terror comes, they will seek peace, but there will be none. Ladies and gentlemen, there will be no more peace to the righteous who have sat silently by and been overtaken by the powers of terror. They will seek peace, but there will be none. They shall run to and fro seeking rest, and they'll find none. Listen why. Isaiah 51:13. You have forgotten Yahweh your Maker. Oh my. Who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. Now you live in constant terror every day because of the wrath of the oppressors. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not Yahweh that is bringing all this terror upon this nation, although in some instances we are almost thankful that it's here, because we need some relief, even if it's a terror, because it'll rain on the just and the unjust. But the days of the wicked are numbered. They are bringing constant terror because of the wrath of the oppressor and those who are bent on destruction. Remember I gave you the scripture last Sunday night in the book of Revelations, chapter 11 and verse 18, that he, that is our Creator, and all of the angels armed for the final battle will come back in flaming fire to destroy them that destroy the earth. The New World Order will destroy much of the surface of the earth as they have built in to this terror episode. Listen to this. In the book of Jeremiah, the terror that you inspire and the pride of your heart has deceived you. You mighty nobles of the earth, you blue bloods that rule over my people and cause them to howl with your deceit. You live in the cliffs of the rocks. You bore into the earth, into your caves and into your dens. You occupy the heights of the hill. Now listen to this. Though you build your nest as high as the eagles, from there I will bring you down, declares Yahweh. Do not go out into the fields or walk on the roads, for your enemy has a sword and there is terror on every side. Jeremiah 20 and 10, I have heard many whispering, terror on every side. Report him. Let's report him. All my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying perhaps he will be deceived, and then we will prevail over him, and we will take our revenge on him. Remember what the Bible says in the last days, that brother will betray brother, and they're now asking you to report on your neighbor. I hear many whispering. Terror on every side. Report him. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the days of terror on every side, where this Gestapo type tactics that was employed by Germany in World War II, as they terrorized the people and conditioned them to go along with every evil that was perpetrated upon the earth. Listen unto the power that has been given to FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA can suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These executive orders to bail FEMA into the world's most terrorist band of strength on record. For nearly 30 years, this has been on record and could be enacted by a stroke of a presidential pen. You will have no say-so when the executive orders are given to declare martial law, to confiscate guns, to round up the rebels or the renegades or those that oppose the most powerful threat to the government. Listen to this now. Executive Order number 10990. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that is an executive order, let me tell you what it says. It is awesome how much power that they have. It allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. New Orleans. Keep it in mind, a seaport. It allows the government, executive order 10990, to take over transportation, control of highways, and seaports. Did you know that FEMA, instead of allowing items of great need, people hungry, people thirsty, people pleading, the poor standing outside, these hastily created concentration camps is basically what they were. Water was turned back, ladies and gentlemen. This is, you can, I'll give you websites to find this information. Executive Order Number 10995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. Everything in New Orleans was shut down. No news that got out except the lapdogs of Fox Network and others who would play the control of the political correct agenda of the New World Order, and they control the communication media. Executive Order Number 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical power. Did you know that those who wanted to get their businesses up and running were not allowed to, that they couldn't even phone out or phone in? Dr. Gary lives in Louisiana, and he's told me that the governor, they're all proud of their governor down there, for refusing to sign away the executive rights of the state over to the federal for the purpose of bringing in the New World Order. Listen to this now, and this has been executed in the last week. Order Number 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Executive Order 10998 allows the government to seize all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, or vehicles of any kind, and total control over highways, seaports, and waterways. Executive Order 10999, turn it upside down and you've got 1666, allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Let me repeat that. For you who believe that FEMA is the golden goose and all she's laid is duds, she actually went in delayed order. Now the president has visited the area 3 times along with the lapdogs of the administration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an exercise of executive order and control. All the negativity is being smoothed over by the lapdog press that operates exclusively for the New World Order. I want to read you that again. Executive Order, write this one down, 10999, allows the government to take over all food. I know that food trucks were turned away by FEMA. State employees are now on record stating that they have never seen the likes of the execution of the orders that has been allowed to go into this devastated area and let the poor people of these devastated areas suffer as hunger and thirst, babies with no formula, and formula was turned away because Executive Order 10999, controlling all those seaports, waterways, highways, all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, and vehicles of any kind, allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. This is what FEMA is all about. Executive Order Number 11,000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. I wonder what the pay is going to be for that. You see, as the poor people of these areas, not only New Orleans, we'll concentrate on other areas as well, Biloxi, Mississippi, Gulf Shores, down as far as Mobile, to the east. Executive Order 11001 allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions, which has been demonstrated as they now demand everyone in that area to be vaccinated. Forceful vaccination, and if you don't play along, you get no food, you get no water. And ladies and gentlemen, they're now starving. The poor people who are there trying to protect their homes and what little they have, they're now being starved out. No water and no food being allowed to be given to them until they have to give up and submit to the health, education, and welfare functions, as they now have power over the food, and they are executing these orders. Listen to this one, and this one is very, very, very forceful. It's done been enforced. Executive Order number 11003 allows the government to take over all airports, aircraft, including commercial aircraft. Well, they jerked the people around and promised them a debit card of $2,000 to show you. And you say, well, this is just disorganization and bureaucracy, bungling. Ladies and gentlemen, this is plan to bring in the wickedness of the New World Order right here in America. Executive Order number 11004. I want you to listen to this now. This is being done. This executive order is now, this is why the governor of New Orleans, or the governor of Louisiana, and particularly those people concerned in New Orleans. Executive Order number 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate whole communities. And to build new housing with public funds paid for by the taxpayers, to designate areas to be abandoned and establish new locations and restrictions for all populations in the concerned or area. Now, let me repeat that. Allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate. That's what you're saying, ladies and gentlemen. And I said Sunday night they would never return before that was ever announced. Now they're saying that many of these poor people relocating will never return to their home, their roots, their families. These poor blacks that had been down since the slave days, going back early actually to the late 1800s as well as the early time when they were brought over. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it is the poor that will suffer at the hands of the elite. Relocate communities, build new housing, controlled, with public funds. The taxpayer will pay for this $200 billion exercise of the New World Order. Perfect for FEMA to execute the executive orders, not of the Congress, not of the will of the people, but the stroke of a president's pen. Executive Order number 11005 allows the government to take over railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities. You're being seen that, ladies and gentlemen. Even Walmart couldn't get their water trucks through to give a thirsty population people begging for water. And you say, well, I saw on Fox News they were handing out water like crazy. Yeah, 5 days later. 5 days later. What took them so long? The president is now doing damage control, along with a lapdog press that is behind him 100%, to try to wiggle out of this planned delay tactic to bring in the executive order of 11310 grants the authority to the Department of Justice to enforce the plan set out in the executive orders to institute industrial support to establish judicial and legislative liaisons to control all aliens and to operate penal and correctional institutions within the territories and to advise and assist the president in all of these areas. Executive Order Number 11049 reassigns the emergency preparedness function to federal departments and agencies, consolidating 21 operative executive orders issued over a 15-year period. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been building up and getting ready for a long time. Now, let me give you one more. If I haven't given you enough, let me give you one more. Executive Order Number 11921 allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources, wages, salaries, credit, and the flow of money in the financial institutions and in any undefined national emergency. It also provides that when a state of emergency is declared by the president, Congress cannot review the actions of a few to affect the many for 6 months before they can even ask what's going on. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has broad powers in every respect of the nation. General Frank Valzudo, Chief of FEMA Civil Security Division, stated in 1983, well, I'll give you 1984, under Reagan, stated in a conference that he saw FEMA's role as a new frontier in the protection of individual and governmental leaders from assassination and a civil and military insulation from sabotage and the attack, as well as the prevention of dissident groups from gaining access to the United States opinion or a global audience in times of crisis. FEMA's powers were consolidated by President Carter to incorporate. Now, let me show you something here. Let me give you a scripture. Genesis 6:12. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for the people on earth had corrupted their ways. Who corrupted their ways? Was it intentionally? Was a new world order existing as far back as Genesis chapter 6 when God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. Genesis 11 and 6. Yahweh said, if as one people speak in the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing that they plan to do will be impossible for them. One people, a new world order, speaking the same language forced upon them by the few to rule the many. They will speak as one people. Then nothing that they plan, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells you that this is planned. And there's nothing new under the sun. But what is to be has already been. Now listen to this. Here's your Mr. Reagan. In April of 1984, signed a presidential direction number 54 that allowed FEMA to engage in secret national readiness exercises under the codename of Rex 84. The exercise was to test FEMA's readiness to assume military authority in the event of a state or domestic national emergency. In other words, they could declare it, and it would be concurrent with the launching of a direct United States military operation, as it was in that day, for this purpose, in Central America, where we have the Contra controversy that was present back in the 80s. detention centers, over 700 detention centers in Lake Atumba. If you don't believe this, go to your internet and type in the word REX84, R-E-X-84. You will see that these detention centers are to be set up and controlled through FEMA. It is so highly guarded that special metal security doors were placed on the fifth floor of FEMA building in Washington, D.C. to protect this long-standing secrets. As the employees of the Civil Defense and the Federal Executive Department possessing the highest possible security clearances were not even being allowed through the newly installed metal security doors. Only personnel wearing a special red Christian cross or crucifix lapel pin were allowed on the premises. Lieutenant Colonel North was responsible for drawing up the emergency plan, which U.S. Attorney General William French Smith opposed vehemently. Let me give you this one now. And we're coming to a close. Genesis 18:26, Yahweh said, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, Abraham, I will spare the whole place for their sake." 50. Genesis 18:28, listen to me. "What if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city because of 5 people? If I find 45 there," he said, Yahweh said, "if you do, I will not destroy it." Ladies and gentlemen, it is the wicked that are going to destroy or attempt to destroy the earth, according to Revelation chapter 11, again, verse 18. Genesis 19:13. "The angels, when they could not find 5 righteous people," remember, only 3 people escaped with their life. "The angel declared, 'We are going to destroy this place, Lot, for the outcry to Yahweh against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it, a city that they could not find 5 righteous people.'" Ladies and gentlemen, America will not repent. America will not repent. Leviticus 26:16, "Then, if you will not, I will do this to you, saith Yahweh. I will bring up on you sudden terror, wasting diseases and fever that will destroy your sight and drain away your life. You will plant in vain, and that which will grow, your enemies will eat it." Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the period of Leviticus chapter 26:16, where Yahweh himself said that he would bring sudden terror through the wasting diseases and fever. And ladies and gentlemen, do you know that the people that are now receiving vaccinations, just possibly, and I shudder to tell you what's in the vaccinations, things that you wouldn't put in a dog, let alone a human being. Isaiah 24:17, "Terror and the pit and the snare await you, O people of the earth. Turn from your wicked ways and repent, and I will heal your land." But you know today, no one needs repentance. They have actually cheapened repentance to the fact that every man's way seems right in his own eyes. But listen to what Isaiah 24:18 says. "Whosoever flees at the sound of terror will fall in a pit. Whosoever climbs out of the pit will be caught in a snare. The floodgates of the heavens are opened against you, and the foundations of the earth will shake." One more scripture, and I'll close. Tonight's message, the terror of the New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, you're living in the time of terror, orchestrated and planned and brought upon you by men who have a conspiratory spirit to rule over you. Luke 21:26, men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Have you ever looked up at the sun and the sunspots and the activity that's going on in the world today? Unprecedented earthquakes of a magnitude and a depth in the earth that the whole, literally, core of the earth has been shook. The waves of the sea are beginning to roar. Brought to you courtesy of a technology that is now in place to destroy the whole earth. The goal of the New World Order is to sustain the Constitution, and we're now almost to the point where Mr. Bush, who stated that we'd love to be a dictator, the problem is that FEMA has the power to turn the United States into a police force in a time of a real crisis, or even a manufactured crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now in the last days. Now, let me give you some announcement before that we conclude tonight's message. Let me tell you about our t-shirts. We have beautiful t-shirts in the paleo and the sparse grip Hebrew of the name of our Heavenly Father, and white and purple, the color of righteousness and the color of royalty. You see, the family of heaven and earth is in the name of Yah. We are the righteous people. That will inherit here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not going nowhere. The righteous has no need to flee. Only the wicked flee. And they will flee to the rocks and the mountains. They will pray for those rocks and those mountains where they have bored into the earth, into their shelters, when this plan backfires on them. He that sits in the heaven will laugh at their calamity and mock when their fear comes. Records missing in New Orleans, Pastor Buddy prophesied that they would be, and now it's a matter of public information. Convicts, murderers, rapists are now on the loose. Bank boxes are pilfered by those poor people in New Orleans. I got it. What were they looking for in New Orleans? Was the New World Order government there to confiscate records, judicial records? Records that had been kept since the 60s that I told you that it would embarrass the U.S. government if they were exposed? Total, complete control of the New World Order and the terror that is coming upon the people that are victims of this highly refined goal of the New World Order. Order you a t-shirt. Wear something that you can be proud of. These t-shirts will be given to you for an offering, a love offering. Just write Pastor Buddy. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. They've been donated free of charge. And if you'd like to have a t-shirt with the name of the Creator, be proud. Stand up. Put it on your chest. Wear it proudly. Let it cover you. And all that you do, do it all in the name. This is the only name given that has any salvational power. And yet so many people are either ignorant, ashamed, or indifferent to this great name. Ladies and gentlemen, our Tabernacles Festival will be next month at the full moon. You need to be with us in Bryson City, North Carolina. in the beautiful hills, mountains, of the Smoky Mountains in Bryson City, a river town that runs through the mountains of North Carolina, will be there beginning on the 16th day of October for the Festival of Tabernacles. We will meet, we will pray, we will teach. Everything that needs to be taught will be revealed in the last days, and you need to come and be a part of the gathering of the eagles, the mighty ones, that will mount up on the wings of the eagle. And we will gather, and the Bible says, fail not to assemble. If you'd like to help us tonight with a credit card offering, call this number through business hours of 9 to 5. Dr. Gary and his business will accept credit card offerings for the Shepherd's Call. We need your help to get the truth out in the last days to a people that's uninformed and naive about what's going on. We're here to wake you up. We're here to preach the gospel to you. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. We need your help. Write for a free t-shirt. And we will send it to you. Write for tonight's message entitled, The Terror of the New World Order. And we will be glad to send that teaching, as we have done tonight, live on WWCR. Cadillac, the Rolls Royce of the South. This is the jewel of the Southeast, around the world, the mighty voice of WWCR with Pastor Buddy. You don't want to miss next Sunday night's message, Yahweh willing, the conclusion of The Mark, a Must. We'll try to finish it up for you, part three. And you can have all five of these cassettes in the last 5 weeks. If you'd like to have them, send a love offering to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight on 911. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that 4 years ago at 8:46 in the morning of 9-1-1, September 11, 2001, that the towers, the Twin Towers, the financial district of the New World Order, they were brought down, and some say that they were actually mined with explosions, and they come down in a pancake fashion, very mysterious. The Pentagon hit with a missile, not a plane, no, not one shred of evidence was ever presented. Matter of fact, you couldn't get in to present, they closed it off, with a missile that left a 16-foot hole, gaping hole, that went into three layers of this steel concrete. Ladies and gentlemen, 747 with 300-foot wingspan, not one shred of a pointing was ever presented as evidence. We are now at 846. Listen to me. If you add up the numerical value of 846, you think somebody planning this well in advance and sending you a New World message? 846. The total of 846 is 18. That happens to be three sixes. Ladies and gentlemen, someone has something planned for you in the coming years and days. Let's now begin to bind together with prayer and thanksgiving in order for us to overcome. We must return to the man that will be the final judge, coming soon to a neighborhood near you, where every knee shall bow.
Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom.
then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle. Horses calling, horses crying. Some are falling, some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn moving. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the prick. In measured 100 weight and 50 pounds. When the man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.